Good morning, listeners. It's time for another cup of coffee with Thompson. Good morning, listeners. Say good morning, listeners. Oh, Thompson's pulling the silent treatment on us. Well, this morning we have a special second ever call-in guest all the way from L.A., showbiz mogul, hyphenate, talented guy, Jeff Daly. Good morning, Jeff Daly.
Good morning. I'm glad to be your second.
Yay! You don't like being the first?
No, there's a lot of pressure and they get attached.
That's true. This morning we're drinking French roast. Deep and smoky three beans coffee from Whole Foods. We've got Trader Joe's organic half and half. It's delicious. I have to give it a thumbs up. And of course, the organic light brown sugar 365 organic, also from Whole Foods. What kind of coffee did you drink today, Jeff?
You know me, I despise coffee, which is the root of all my problems, because everything important in Los Angeles happens over coffee, because I'm kind of left out.
I thought it happened over booze and cocaine.
No, that used to be until the 90s when everything happened over 12-step retreats.
Oh, so L.A. is all cleaned up now and they're just coffee freaks.
They're coffee freaks now. Oh, interesting that you had Whole Foods and Trader Joe products.
Oh, sure, yeah. And I also love the Strauss Family Creamery from Marshall, California. I think that's the finest dairy products I've ever had, but I just don't happen to have any. Right now, we like to be diverse, keep the markets guessing, you know?
I guess so. You're all
right. Well, you got to be diverse. This is San Francisco. It's kind of a thing.
I can walk to my Trader Joe's, but I feel like I have to call a town car to go to Whole Foods.
Well, I guess my Whole Foods is a block, one block walk, two blocks really. So two whole blocks to get to that. Trader Joe's actually is a short bus ride, and then there's a sort of a Lucky's, I think, that's partway to the Trader Joe's, and that's so that's how we roll. You know, if we ever need anything. We also have a Safeway we could sometimes hit down in the Castro. But, you know, nothing is too far apart in this town.
That is true. You guys are very compact as opposed to this sprawling mass.
Yeah, you guys get around out there. You got a lot of real estate.
Oh, it's ridiculous. Like, you're... Even in Michigan, you know, where cars are king. Although I'm starting to think that's more so in L.A. even than in Michigan, but I didn't drive nearly as much as I have to drive.
Well, yeah, L.A. is famous for the, I want to say car culture, but I sort of feel like it's the parking on the highway for long stretches culture.
Yeah, it's hard to call it driving.
Yeah, it's hard to call it. I would call it idling and rolling slowly along while doing everything possible inside your car, from makeup to food to sex to PDAs to laptops to TV to whatever.
Oh, I saw somebody on Facebook just the other day going, can I get a ticket for texting and driving if I'm literally in park on the freeway?
Well, if the cop can't get to you, I'd say probably not. Because he's probably sitting in the same exact situation, and every cop I see is on their phone anyway, so, you know. Maybe. I guess they sort of, they'll get you if they don't like you.
That drives me insane when they're on the phone.
Yeah, I saw that just yesterday right here.
And they're always in the coffee shops, too, so you would ask them about it if you were here. They spend a lot of time in coffee shops.
Well, you see, even they've cleaned up. They used to be donut shops, but they went through the 90s with everybody else.
Well, I think L.A. has you can get a ticket for excessive possession of carbs. So I think.
That is funny. You just made me gag my coffee there. That was, oh my god! I almost did a spit take, but Dick Van Dyke style. Oh.
Literally had to lighten up.
Excessive possession of carbs. That's hilarious. Oh. Oh, that's the best. That's the laugh of the day right there. Oh, man. I'm going to have to send you a plaque.
Is that a commercial? I don't know.
Yeah, we don't have any commercials. Coconut, we go right there.
Coconut.
Whoa, and there's our little man. Thompson, do you have anything you want to ask Jeff Daly down in Los Angeles?
Yeah, I think so.
What do you want to ask? What's your question?
Question.
What are you playing with right there?
Letters.
What letters do you have there?
O-P-C-P-O-I-A and a Q.
A Q? Wow, that's a lot of letters. And what is this toy you're playing with here?
This is an axe.
It's an axe? You're playing with an axe?
It's not really an axe.
With an axe, and you're going to put this out on the interwebs?
It's not really an axe. I'll put up a photo of the axe. It's like a bunch of these ball joint plastic block things. Three-year-olds have this amazing thing called imagination. It usually gets beaten out of us by the time we're 10, but he's still got it. It's pretty amazing. What are you doing now?
Sinking water.
The axe is for sinking in water?
Yeah. So the underground water can get the power into the tube.
So the underground water can get the power into the tube. So it's like an artesian well?
Yeah.
Wow.
And it's like a letter turning into X or Y or something like that.
Oh, it's not an axe. It's an X. It's like the letter X, right?
Yeah.
Oh, it's not an axe, it's an X.
Well, now Child Protective Services can stay away.
Yeah! Don't you mention that. Don't say that word.
I'm a little concerned when your child is playing with an axe.
No, it's an X. Apparently it's just another letter. I put up a picture of it, though. It's pretty funny. Well, Thompson, I guess we're kind of out of time. Are you going to say hello? Are you going to say say thank you to Mr. Jeff Daly?
Thank you, Mr. Jeff Daly.
No. Thank you for having me on your show.
All right. We will. Let's see. We're running out of time, and we love all you listeners. Thank you, Jeff Daly, for being our second call-in guest. We love you. We love L.A., and we'll see you tomorrow. ELE.
Yowie.